Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the hot new Q. QLJNradio.com. Still the hottest, coolest radio station on the net. With award-winning talk show personalities and DJs. The Q.
Embracing Love, the show about love and relationships. I am your worldwide host, Dr. Charles Ding, your relationship coach. You asked for it, and we made it happen. Share with a friend that Embracing Love is on the air. We're streaming live on the hot new Q, QLJNradio.com. Or you can dial in at 515-605-9768. Embracing Love tonight, family. It's a show that everyone has been waiting for. I know throughout the week, sometimes you're going through certain things, but hey, tonight is the night. Embracing Love is a show about real people with real day-to-day issues, with real relationship problems, looking for real relationship solutions. It's right here on the hot new Q, QOJN Radio. There's so many of you out there that are listening and you're dating, you're engaged, or you're even married. You might be dealing with some hurt, some pain. You might feel you're unhappy, and you might even want out of that marriage, out of that relationship. You just want out. You want to throw in the towel. You want to walk away from it all. You may have a court date. You may have been filing, and you're really not sure what to do, but I want you guys to stay tuned. You just may find a way to turn that relationship around and rekindle that fire. Share with a friend that Embracing Love is on the air. You can dial in at 515-605-9768. We're streaming live on any of your mobile device. You don't want to miss this show this evening. Listen, Embracing Love. It talks about family. It talks about finances. It talks about children, singles, dating, health, inspiration, and a personal relationship with yourself. But most of all, Embracing Love talks about love. Embracing Love gets to the root of your problem. Now, before I get started tonight, and I got a great show for you tonight, but I got to give a shout out to a few people. Earlier today, and many of you guys watched, and I want to thank you all for tuning in. I was in the studio with a very good friend of mine, William Dallas, very good friend of mine. Many of you watched, and a lot of you guys also subscribe to his show each morning, 9 a.m., The Divine Prospect Perspective, The Divine Perspective Broadcast. It's live on Facebook, The Divine Perspective Broadcast. It's live every morning at 9 a.m. I do the 9 p.m. show. So he and I have worked together on many different projects. We have worked together on television. We've worked together on radio. We've done a movie together that's soon to be released. So he and I are very close friends, and we've done some great projects. Today, he and I were hanging out in his studio, and we were working on another project and trying to put some things together that many of you are actually have been waiting for. And I know you go to different workshops, and I know you subscribe to a lot of webinars and different things like that, but you're not exactly sure if you can trust the artist or the teacher or the format or different things like that. So many of you have already wondered, how do I build a studio? There's things that I want to do. I want to move my business. I want to move my products. I have something that I want to tell people and show people and give out to the world. And maybe you're not sure how to get that streaming network up. You're not sure how to reach the millions of people out there. Well, that time is very, very close. He and I was working on that today. And it's someone that you can trust, William Dallas. I trust him with my life. He and I have been friends for a very long time. And he's someone that putting this together and working with, I'm honored to do. So we're going to be putting together a complete program showing you how to build and operate your own studio and have your own streaming network. It's going to be called My Home Channel Workshop. And I encourage you to kind of book your spot now. You know, video streaming is here. It's not going anywhere. There are a lot of platforms. And, you know, before it gets to that point where it's too expensive for you or looking to buy different items that you need and different things of that sort, it's time now to jump into it on the ground level with someone that you trust and you want to work with. Just shoot him an email, William Dallas. Just shoot him an email at hiretalk@gmail.com. That's hiretalk@gmail.com. Also, the hot new Q is opening up a new platform, QLJ and Radio East Division. We're going to be launching that soon, something that he and I were actually working on today that brought the other project into fruition. And we're looking for new show hosts, show topics, business entrepreneurs and coaches for this new lineup. I want you guys to shoot me an email, Dr. Charles Dean, with your show topic and your interest of what you do, whether you're coaching or whether you're an entrepreneur, you're a business person, you know, at qljneast@gmail.com. That's qljneast@gmail.com. I also want to give a special shout out to my twin founder of QLJ and Radio and one of the largest groups on Facebook, Love and Relationship, my twin Lady Jazz and her husband, the phenomenal DJ Flip, who without them, none of these projects, none of these networks to reach the massive, to reach the millions, to be an award-winning network, none of this would be possible. So much love to you guys. And I want to thank you for all that you have done for me and so many individuals that are out there to be able to help and be able to listen to award-winning networks. Thank you so much. Much love to you for that. Listen, family, listen. Tonight I have a great show for you guys. Over the last few months, I've been doing some research for my new book, The Perfect Wife, and I would love for all of you guys to be a part of that new book. Just go to drcharlesdean.com and share your thoughts and your comments about what you think a perfect wife is, should be, looks like, what kind of role they may play. Whether you're male or female, just go to drcharlesdean.com. It's on the homepage. It's the first thing that's going to pop up. And now when you do this, I got a free gift for you guys, a free gift. Everybody loves a free gift. But you got to understand, Embracing Love and Dr. Dean, we get to the root of your issues. So you can guarantee it's going to be something that's going to enhance your relationship. It's going to enhance your marriage. It's going to enhance your life. So just go to drcharlesdean.com and leave me a comment and tell me what you believe your thoughts are of a perfect wife. And this new book is going to shed some light on so many things about men and women and what we think, you know, a perfect wife is, and, you know, how men look at women and how women believe they are or should be towards a man. DrCharlesDean.com. Just go there and do that for me. Listen, tonight I want to talk to you about something really been challenging me for the last, probably last 6 months. I've been coaching and watching people and trying to get to the root of their issues and find out what's happening. And I've seen that there's a common ground in a lot of couples that I talk to, or individuals that are single and they want to move forward in their relationships. However, they can't because they have triggers. Tonight, I want to talk to you about triggers. Now, triggers are becoming more and more prevalent in our lives, whether you're young or old, and it's because so much is going on in our lives and people are doing things, whether you call them silly things, whether you call them dumb things, whether they're just not acting right, you know, whatever it might be. So our attention span is at its point. I guess that's good to say. And for so many of us, it is taking us back. The millennials are running crazy with their emotions. I mean, they're already young, and we already know how young people are anyway. But their emotions are just running rapid, and they don't even have any idea now how to communicate, how to talk to one another. So when there's a problem, they don't know who to talk to. Some of them can't talk to their parents. They are not attending church like they should be. So having a connection with someone at church is probably not going to happen. Talking to your pastor is probably not going to happen. So you end up, or they end up, just holding these triggers in, these problems in, these dysfunctions. They just hold them in. Until it gets to a point, and we've all seen it, where they just snap. They just snap. They're out of control. Whether they want to fight, whether they want to do other things that's going to get them in trouble, whether they just want to run rampant, we've seen it. And for some of the adults, most of us have really no idea how to communicate about a problem because we were told growing up. For the men, you know, men don't cry. And for a woman has to be strong for the family. You know, you got to be solid. You never let them see you sweat. Never let them see you cry. You know, we got women today that are going through so many issues because they're very strong. They're business owners, they're CEOs, CFOs, they're running corporate companies, they're making millions and millions of dollars, but deep down inside, they can't even have a decent relationship because of the triggers. Men are going through issues because they've been taught to suppress their emotions and their feelings, and then they lash out and they bang up walls, and you know, they're how can I say it? We all know what it is. I don't necessarily want to talk about it, but it is what it is. You end up having domestic violence against that woman that you say you love, because you have these triggers, whether it's triggers of jealousy, or whether it's triggers of anger, whether it's triggers of some type of emotion. It's something that you've actually never had the opportunity to talk about or to share. I mean, back in the day, men and families didn't want to go to what we called back then, you know, shrinks. Now they're called, you know, wellness coaches and therapists and different things like that. You know, families were very, very private back in the day, and they didn't want to share issues and problems that they were going through. But we all know that you actually just have to kind of take a look in the mirror and just kind of see what is it that's happening in your life. Why am I having these problems? Why can't I be happy with this person that I say I love, this person I desire to love, this person that really hasn't done too many things to me to make me want to snap against them? But what is it in my life that's taking place that I can't be happy? I'm Dr. Charles Dean, your worldwide host. Tonight you're with me on Embracing Love, and we're going to take a look in the mirror with Layla Hathaway.
Bitter hearts don't hold a smile. Troubled minds will wear you down. Use your past to get ahead. Hold your tears and think instead. You have to find a way to make it. These clouds are letting up for a while. Sometimes you gotta make the mirror your best friend, and maybe then you'll find some peace within. Stop hiding yourself. Stop hiding yourself. Love yourself when no one else can. Now you know the remedy. Tell yourself you will achieve. Just go on and brush your shoulders off. The bridge is one that you must cross. You have to find a way to make it. These clouds are letting up for a while. Sometimes you gotta make your best friend, and maybe then you'll find some peace within. Stop hiding yourself. Stop hiding yourself. Love yourself when no one else can. If you love, find some peace within. Stop hiding yourself. Stop hiding yourself. Love yourself like no one else can. Stop hiding yourself. Stop hiding yourself. Love yourself. Stop hiding yourself. Stop hiding yourself. Love yourself like no one else can.
Layla Hathaway, Mirror. Sometimes you just have to take a look in the mirror. I mean, you know that you have been dealing with these dysfunctions for some time. Friends and family have told you about these issues that you're dealing with. But see, your thing here is that they just don't understand me. I am who I am. God made me this way. I am this person. If you don't like it, too bad. If she don't like me, too bad. If he don't like me, too bad. See, what you have to understand is that all of these feelings, these dysfunctional acts, these triggers are unhealthy. And many people wonder why you can't hold a relationship. Why can't I have the love that I desire to have? Why can't I be happy and enjoy? I see so many other couples. I see my friends. They seem like things are going great, but I'm not happy. I've been this way for some time. I get in and out. I've even been married 2, 3, 4, 5 times. I mean, what is it? It could be your triggers. Things that you are going through and you've never taken the time to get them right, to fix them. You never took time to dig deeper down past the surface. Just you know, when you cut yourself and you begin to bleed, it can be deeper than that. And depending on the cut, it's going to require stitches because it's deeper than that. So then the doctor has to go down into your body or your skin, or, you know, to be able to heal that. It's got to be cleaned out. It's got to go deep down into that muscle or that vein and clean it out, and then has to stitch it up so that it heals properly. But for so many of us, we don't want that. We take it and we say, we're okay. I'm good. I'm okay. Don't worry about it. Leave me alone. Don't bother me. I'm good. Just leave me alone. But see, it's a precondition that so many of us go through. If you heard me earlier on the Facebook Live, I was talking about my triggers, which was insecurity when I was younger, and how I had to deal with them, and how they almost made me feel like I was unwanted in so many areas of so many close friends. I just felt like so many people were abandoning me because of my insecurities, which made it a trigger, so that when people asked me, as close as they were to me, and they knew, like, so I'm on the radio right now, going into my story, I'm on the radio right now, so I'm very popular on the airways, I'm very popular in the public, speaking around the world, traveling, books, all of those things. Growing up, I was a PK. My parents were pastors. I was minister of music. I played the drums, 4 instruments. I mean, in front of the church, prayer, Bible studies, directing the choir, the whole 9. You would think, why would I have an insecurity of people? But see, people would come to me and say, listen, Chuck, we want to put this program together. And I would look at them like, you know, I tried to put one together before, and I, you know, put the flyers out and make the phone calls and this, that, and the other. And to me, because they didn't respond within a certain amount of time, I canceled the whole event, only for the people to start calling me 2, 3 days, a day before. Hey, where's the bus going to park? hey, you know, what color is the choir going to wear? Do you have musicians that's going to be there? And I would have to tell them that the event was canceled. And they would say, why? And I really didn't have a reason why. It was just my insecurities of, like, being that person. So I had to grow out of that as strong as I was. It was just a trigger for me. So when people asked me to do things, as popular as I was, I denied doing it because it was a trigger. I would withdraw from doing things for them. So it can be a pre-existing condition that people deal with, almost like a tripwire that you go through and you deal with. So let's talk about some of the triggers that can actually take place. So, like, music can be a trigger. I mean, you could be fine at one time, be in a car or be at a party or be someplace, and all of a sudden this song comes on that takes you to a bad experience, and you just end up walking away or dropping your head, or your eyes begin to water. You get very emotional, you get very quiet, and then, you know, people are looking at you like, what's wrong, what's wrong, what's wrong? And as much as you know what's wrong, you say, nothing, I'm good, I'm fine, everything is all right with me, I'm cool. It could be a certain place that you have gone to at one particular time, and now they want to go back. They want to go back to that place. They have no idea. See, we're talking about triggers tonight and in your relationship. See, the thing about it is the individual that you are possibly married to or the person that you're dating, because you didn't think about it in that sense of it being a problem, you didn't talk to them about your triggers. Because maybe you thought you grew out of them. Maybe you thought that it would not affect you anymore. Maybe you thought, you know, time heals all wounds, and you think that you're good. So when you get into that relationship and they say, hey, let's go to certain places, it's a trigger. So now I don't want to go. I don't want to go there. I'm afraid of water. It's a trigger. I'm afraid of pools. I don't like the beach. I don't like the loud music. I've seen things happen. Things have happened to me, and I don't want to go. I don't want to go to that place. It could be a movie that you saw at a young age. You saw at an older age. You know, it's for many of us, like, if you can remember, or I can remember, back in the day, like, we were like the boogeyman under the bed was the trigger. We all know that the people in the graveyard are dead, but just to walk through the graveyard for so many of us, or to walk past the graveyard, it's a trigger of making you have that fear. So when you look at what happens in your life with this trigger, and you're in this relationship, and your significant other wants to do certain things, it frightens you. It makes you emotional. It's a trigger. It makes you shut down. You can't love. And depending on what's happening in your life and how you handle it, that trigger could mess up a vacation. That trigger could mess up a night. That trigger could cause you to run away from your marriage, from your wedding. That trigger could cause you to do something harmful to yourself or to someone else. Here's one that is really, really important for so many people. I'm going to say it in this day and time for so many people. Reason being, because it could be an action. A particular action. Maybe when you were younger, maybe when you were in a relationship, maybe you had domestic violence, maybe you had some type of dysfunctions in your life, and the action, maybe they raised their hand at you, maybe they yelled at you, you know, maybe they shook you. And now certain things make you twitch, jump, you're afraid. It's a trigger. They don't mean anything. He's playing with you. And he says something, and all of a sudden, you're ready to have an argument, fuss, fight, call the cops, pull out a gun, all the above because of a trigger. I will never let anybody ever touch me like that again. I will never let anybody yell at me like that again. It doesn't make a difference. It's a trigger. And you haven't received any help from it. You haven't talked to anyone about it. And now you're in this relationship and your relationship can't grow. Because every time something happens, you might even catch yourself that it's a trigger, but then you shut down. And your significant other is trying to figure out, why every time I bring up something, he walks away. He closes the door. He wants to be by himself. He always has to go to the store. He always wants to go fix his car. She always goes downstairs. She always has to get on the phone with her mother. She always this, that, and the other because it's a trigger and they don't want to talk about it. So your significant other is trying to figure out what's going wrong in this relationship. So then you feel, I don't know you anymore. I don't know what's happening in your life. We don't talk. We don't communicate. And sooner or later, we are like on two different sides of an island. We have just gotten to that fork in the road. You went one way. I went another way. And we no longer know how to communicate and talk about things. Your relationship is now in a down spiral, all because of triggers. And see, the worst part about it is your significant other probably has no idea about your triggers. Because you've laughed it off, you shrugged it off, you swept it under the carpet, you kept it hidden in the closet, you never talked about it. Your best friends, your mother, whatever the case may be, has no idea. Family members has no idea. You believe praying without faith or healing is going to just make it happen. But yet, you are still in that same place year after year after year after year. And even though you're married, and even though you have kids, and even though you have a job and a house and all of that, you're not happy. You're not happy, and you can't live the life you want to live because of your triggers. Things that take place, things that have taken place, things that will take place, things that you have not learned to get over. See, when you get over them, you're able to look the fear in its eye and keep moving along. But you don't know how to do that because you've never asked for help. You never seeked out any help. You never talked to the person that you are in love with, the one that you're married to, the one that you have kids with, the one that you own a home with, the one that you get up every morning with, the one that you're making love to and connecting with, but they have no idea about your triggers. They have no idea about the things that you are going through. Well, family, I'm your worldwide host, Dr. Charles Dean. Tonight, you're with me on Embracing Love, and we're talking about triggers. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Stay together. Hey, if you do. got a room at home. Go to a place that we don't know so well. It'd be nice, add a little spice, try some new seduction. Show each other how, give each other new instructions on what makes us feel good now. I just wanna make you feel good now.
Like with fast unlimited data? Check it out. With Metro PCS, you step into the latest trend. You like this? Do it.
I'm in a sweet spot. I'm in the clouds.
Share it. Watch it spread. You've been following. Now be followed. Get Metro PCS and enjoy a network that covers 99% of people in the U.S., just like AT&T and Verizon, for less. Switch now and get four lines of unlimited data for $100, period. Metro PCS. Wireless. Figured out.
You're listening to the hot new Q. QLJNRadio.com. Still the hottest, coolest radio station on the net. With award-winning talk show personalities and DJs. A Q.
Welcome back to Embracing Love, the show about love and relationships. Do you want to make it better? Anderson Park. Listen, family. Triggers will take you out. Do you have emotional triggers? What's going on in your life that's causing you to just hold back on everything, every bit of love that you have? And you can't move forward. Are you frozen in time? I mean, this happens because it's almost like you get a mental picture of your issues, of your problems, like you haven't let them go. And it's something that you need to do. You have to learn how to manage, get rid of, understand, dump. Whatever it is, you have to be able to move forward past the trigger. So here's the deal. Let's talk about how to manage your triggers. I'm really going to try to get some of these done. I may need to go into part two about it, but right now I want to talk to you about it. First of all, you have to become aware of your feelings and how you allow yourself to even get into the feeling of the past hurt. This trigger. What caused this trigger to happen? If you talk to somebody about your issues, first of all, when you get into this relationship, you need to be able to communicate with your significant other about things that's going on. This obviously is not the first time, and it won't be the last time that you've dealt with or deal with a certain emotion. It's not going to happen. So you should at least entrust in the person that you are involved with to say, I don't like that song. That song takes me back. It's just something. So when you're in the car, when you're in the house, you end up playing Name That Tune. I can name that tune in two notes. As soon as I hear it on the radio, I know it's going to put you into a trigger. I'm hitting the button. I'm changing the station. I'm doing something. I'm cutting the TV off. Whatever it is, because I know you are no longer holding me hostage to your triggers. As if I don't know. I know, so I'm not going to do it. I know that these emotions are bothering you about a certain area in your life. I'm not going to say, why don't you try to do that? I'm not going to try to force this down your throat. I'm not going to tell you to grow up, be strong, be a man, be a woman, be independent. And you know you don't like it. There are people that are afraid of heights, but they work on the top of the highest buildings. And whatever they have to do to face that fear or to deal with it to get to work, they do it. There are people that don't like being on ships and boats, being in the water. Whatever you have to do to make sure that you are comfortable on that cruise, they do it. Learn to analyze your past and acknowledge the situation that triggers you. Analyze it and find out. Okay, so, you know, back in the day when I was in junior high school, college, or whatever the case may be. See, the thing about it is some of us got triggers from issues and dysfunctions and problems 15, 20, 30, 40 years ago. The people are no longer on this earth. The people are no longer around us. We have no idea where they are. Yeah, I don't care whether you try to look for them on social media or not. You can't find them. But yet there's a trigger of something about that individual that is messing up your life, and they are doing whatever they want. They're not even thinking about you anymore. So you have to analyze the issue. Analyze what's making me happen. What's making this happen? Why am I doing this? View the situation from the empowerment point of your life. How are you going to react to it now? Okay, I'm at this place. Okay, he said something to me. She raised her hand towards me. There's an action that took place. All right, let me breathe. Let me wind down. Let me count backwards. 100, 10, whatever it might be. Okay, I'm sorry. I had a trigger. I told you about it. When you raise your hand or you raise your voice, it takes me to a trigger. I'm trying to get help for it. I want you to know that this is something that takes place in my life. I want you to know that, and I want you to help me through it. When you express that to the individual, then you're able to help them help you. All that you're dealing with and all that you're going through. See, because this individual loves you. This individual wants to be with you. This significant other desires to have you in their life. But a lot of us, we don't want to deal with the drama. We don't want to deal with the problem. What you have to learn to do is remove yourself from the situation. Take time out. Like I said, breathe. Just step away from it. Give me a minute. I'm okay, people. Don't look at me crazy like that. Give me a minute. Let me just regroup. You know, when you breathe, you know, that's why the doctor tells you to breathe. They tell you to breathe out of your nose, and they tell you to breathe out of your mouth. It's going to give two different channels, and it's going to give two different actions, and they're going to be able to read the symptoms or read the case. You know, whether there's congestion or whatever it may be, if it's clear, if it's clean. So when you do that, And I'm not a medical doctor, so the terminology that I might be talking about might not be exactly right. But you do know that you need to clear your head. So you take a deep breath, clean it out, blow it out. And it, what happens is it allows your brain to think differently than what's going on. You have to remove yourself from the situation. Triggers, allergies. Allergies is a trigger. If you know it, don't you protect yourself or try to protect yourself from that trigger? I'm going to take a shot before I go. I'm going to take a pill before I go. I'm going to spray myself down with certain things because I want to go out. I want to enjoy the outdoors. I want to have fun. I don't need a trigger to stop me. I don't want to mess up this vacation. I don't want to mess up this date. You know it. Triggers. Hey, you know you're not supposed to eat a certain type of food because it's going to trigger a certain allergy. My mother is allergic to peanuts. Anytime we go out with her or we're around her or whatever, anytime we're ordering food, this has to be what we ask the chef to do. Make sure there's no peanuts, no oils, no residual peanuts or whatever the case may be. My mother is 84 years old. And we want her around as long as we can keep her around. And she will have a trigger reaction to peanuts. So we make sure. Reassure yourself. Tell yourself that you're safe and you're protected. He loves me. She loves me. They wouldn't do this to me. Not purposely. It has to be something that they don't know about. Why would this individual do this if they know that it's a trigger to me? I'm trying to get help. I'm trying to figure things out. But why is it that this individual would do this to me? So you have to learn to trust the individual that you are with. Learn to protect yourself. Take your mind away from it. Think about empowering things. Think about things that's going to make you stronger. You know, if you're driving in the car and unfortunately you just can't, you know, get to that radio, or maybe you're on a shuttle at the airport or on your way to work and it's playing and it takes you back in the day. Just hey, people talk to themselves now. Just talk. Put your earbuds in. You probably got a cell phone. Anyway, put your earbuds in, listen to your own music. Just get away from it. Just pull yourself out of that situation. Choose to be happy. Choose to be happy. And all that you are going through, make that choice. You know, they say that a smile takes just as much energy as a frown. So turn that frown. You remember back in elementary school, the teacher would say, hey, turn that frown upside down. Make it a smile. Come on. You have to do that. You have to choose to be happy. You have to choose to want to love. You have to be happy. You want to take your love tank. You want to be with this person. Communicate about your issues. Communicate about your problems and the things that you're dealing with. If you're just beginning to date, you know, when you guys make it a commitment, let's put it there. When you guys make a commitment, because you don't want everybody in your business. So when you guys make a commitment that this is the relationship that you want, then there's times that you want to talk about the issues in your life, in your family. And it's not that you are pouring all your problems on this individual. Let me tell you something. If you know the issues that someone is dealing with, if you know the problems that someone is dealing with, you can deal with that person much better. If you know that they are a certain type of person. You know they're moody. You know not to wake her up in the morning. You know she's not a night owl. You know he doesn't like to be bothered at certain times. When you know these things about your significant other, it makes it much easier for your relationship. See, the thing about it here is you don't want to be at that point where you are trying to change anybody and their relationship. You don't want to be at this point in time where you're trying to put the 2 cents in to that relationship. You don't want to be, you know, the teacher and the student or the parent and the child. You don't want that to happen. You want to be on equal grounds with your partner. You want to be able to love freely, love wholly. You want to be able to communicate about things and talk about things. See, when you're hiding things from your significant other, then you're not giving your relationship the chance to grow, to build. And you're often wondering, why can't I get past this 75, this 80% love tank? What is it that's going on that I can't move forward? It's the triggers, and you're not trusting yourself. There's so much to this, but my time is just about up. Because when you're dealing with your triggers, you have to trust somebody. You have to know about communicating. It's almost like being honorable to be able to know these things about people now. Because people aren't just going to tell you things anyway. See, society had it so screwed up now until they want to know everything about your life. See, social media and everything knows more about you than your significant other. They know your whereabouts. I'm not even going to go into it. They know you. They got algorithms. They can tell you what you're watching, where you're at, what you watched last week, all of the above. But your significant other knows very, very little about you. So when you guys get into the trenches, when you guys get into the problems, there's nothing inside of you to keep that relationship growing. You've read no books. You haven't been into any coaching. You haven't sat under any ministry. So therefore, when problems begin to happen, you just run away from them. You feel it's better to be away from this than to deal with it. Or maybe this individual that I'm with is not the one I should be with. All these years together, all of a sudden you're just realizing or you're feeling that this is not, because you don't know how to communicate, because you don't know how to talk about things, because all of a sudden you went somewhere that brought up a trigger. All of a sudden you decided you wanted to go on the top of a mountain, and they're like, you're crazy. That's a trigger. Why would you want to do that to me? So then you look at them like, I like camping and you don't want to go. Yeah, well, you know, you don't like snakes. That's a trigger. I got bitten by one. I got bitten by a dog. All of the above. There's so many things that you should talk about in your relationship on a daily basis. Because other than just the love and the emotions and the five or the four food groups and your love language and all of those things, it's just common sense. Communicating, communication, talking about things. Who are you? Where are you from? To one person, being out in the streets was their life. To someone else, I'm not a street person. I don't like being out in the streets. It's a trigger. Talk about it. Talk about your upbringing. Talk about your family. Ask the hard questions. Allow your relationship to grow so that you can be the type of person that you want to be. And you can have the type of relationship that you want to have. Listen, family, my time is just about up. It's been a wonderful evening. But listen, I want to talk to you about something. To all of my new listeners, and I greatly appreciate you being with me tonight. Every once in a while, for my listeners, I want to do something very special for you. Many people think that once you get into a marriage that things are just going to be smooth and they're going to be great. And, you know, the honeymoon is going to last forever and the marriage is going to be on autopilot. That's not so. See, but when you get married and you move in and you go through 4, 5, 6 years, that's when the work really begins. That's when the marriage really begins. Problems and conflicts usually show up during, you know, that time. When you were courting, when you were dating, that wasn't there. You wasn't under the same roof. Even if you lived together, you always knew that you could be out the house, you could do this. You didn't exactly have the solid commitment. But once you said, I do, it seems like things begin to change. And most of us overlook these issues because they're not deal breakers. However, they are triggers. They are problems. They're things that you need to get to the root of the problem. You need to get to the root of the issue. Otherwise, they can destroy your relationship. So this is what I want to do. My last book, Save Your Marriage, How to Develop a Lifelong Love, has been doing very, very well. And I'm so glad it's a download and it's an ebook because you could get it right now. Normally on my page it's $14.95. You can just go to Dr. Charles Dean, it's on my website. But like I said, every once in a while I like to do something very, very special for my listeners. Tonight, I'm giving away a free download copy. I am giving away free download copies of my book, How to Develop a Lifelong Love, Save Your Marriage, to the next 500 listeners that go to drcharlesdean.com and download this. Now, don't wait, because when it's done, it's over. There's nothing that I can do. It's already set up, and the server is going to do what it's going to do. So go to drcharlesdean.com and download How to Save Your Marriage, How to Have a Lifelong Love. Listen, family, it's important. There are things that we just go through. There's issues that we go through. Things happen in our life. Things happen in our marriage. And we have problems, and sometimes we just don't understand what to do. Many times we have conflicts, we have issues. You know, we want to slam doors, we want to walk out the room, and that's no good. Learn to save your marriage, how to have and develop a lifelong love. That should be on your nightstand. It should be a read that you have just about, I don't know, couple of times a year. It should be that tune-up in your relationship. It should be something that you always look for. How to Save Your Marriage. Even if you're not married, but you're looking to get married, maybe you're courting right now, you want to learn how to develop a lifelong love. See, if you don't have anything inside you, like I said before, it may take you a while to come back to reality, and truthfully, it's normally just sweeping it under the rug. Problems and issues that you have, those little mountains become, you know, sweeping it under the rug, and you end up tripping over it. There's no energy. You can't climb. You feel like giving up. So most people either want to just walk away from it. They don't want to accept the problem, and they don't want to deal with it. Don't do either. Just go to drcharlesdean.com and download your free ebook. Keep it on your mobile device. Here's what you're going to get. Here's what's inside the book. First, see the problem and find the solution. First, see the problem and find the solution. Learn how to communicate effectively. Effectively. You talk, I listen. Write things down. I talk, now you listen. Going to elaborate? Okay. Is it to my understanding you said A, B, and C? Gotcha. Learn how to communicate effectively. Getting back to the beginning, the positive love, and so much more. things that made your relationship what it was in the beginning. Things that made you say, I want to marry her. Things that say, I want to marry him. Oh, my God. Just go to Dr. Charles Dean. It's on my homepage. Download it and enjoy it. Keep it with you. Take it with you. It's going to be on your mobile devices. Also, I want to invite you to share your thoughts and comments on a book that I'm in the process of writing, The Perfect Wife. What do you think about when you think about the perfect wife? Men, what are you looking for? Is it her hips? Is it her legs? Is it her attitude? Her job? Does she need to be the mother for you? Does she just need to be the girlfriend? I don't know. Ladies, what is it that you're looking for? What is it that's going to make you the perfect wife? Leave me a comment, and I'm going to give you a free gift. Hey, family, the holiday season is coming up. And if you see yourself in this show tonight, I want to talk to you. Because we all get into these feelings and these emotions, and a lot of things become very unsettled. You don't know whether you want to travel. You don't know if you want to be there. You don't know if you want to be in front of the family because of issues and problems that's going on. If you find yourself dealing with some of these things right now, I want you to go to Dr. Charles Dean, and I want you to schedule a free. I tell you what I'm going to do. Normally, it's a free 30-minute consultation, but I tell you what I'm going to do. You go in there now, and you schedule a consultation with me, a free consultation with me. I'm going to give you another 30 minutes, which means we're going to have a full hour to talk about issues and problems and things that's going on in your life, because it's so important to me that you have the type of relationship, you have the type of marriage that you desire. We all come with issues and baggage and all the problems and the things that take place in our life. And if you desire to keep your love tank at 100 every day, enjoy the possibilities of being and having that blissful relationship, just go to Dr. Charleston and schedule your free 60-minute consultation. If you find yourself having relationship issues and you're not sure how to deal with them, you may not be communicating right. You know, you're not sure. You're sitting on the edge of the bed every morning. You're sitting in the driveway because you're not sure whether you want to walk in the door. You're hanging out at happy hour because you don't want to go home. You get on the phone and instead of talking, you know, to your significant other, you're talking to your boys for hours. You're talking to your girls for hours. You're calling your mother. You're calling your father. You're going on trips by yourself. You're doing things by yourself. So you're actually single when you're supposed to be married because you're not happy in your marriage. I want you guys to go to Dr. Charles Dean right now. Schedule a free 60-minute conversation. Let's talk about it. Let's have a consultation. Let's get to the root of the issue. Let's get to the root of the problems. Let's find out about those triggers. Let's make you happy. Let's get your love tank moving. 60, 70, 80, 90, 100. Keep it up there. Every morning, figure it out. How can I make her happy? Every morning, how can I make him happy? All the issues and things that's going on throughout the day, push them aside. Don't bring them home. Learn to text throughout the day. Learn to send a little email throughout the day. Learn to make a little phone call throughout the day. Hey, I love you. I miss you. I'm thinking about you. They say you got to start that early. Don't let those issues and those problems come home with you. Your significant other has done nothing to you for all the traffic that's out there, for all the issues on the news that's taking place, for all the potholes and the co-workers and the drama and the after-school activities. Your person has not done anything to you. Your significant other has not done anything to you for you to walk in the house and have that kind of attitude. Shake it off. And if you don't know how to shake it off, drcharlesdean.com. Schedule a free 60-minute consultation with me and never be afraid to talk about it. Listen, family, I am here every Wednesday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Share with a friend from Dr. Dean. He did it tonight. I got an education. I listened to his show. That man brought it. and I feel good about my triggers right now. Until next week, family, good night and God bless.
Thank you for listening to Embracing Love.
Embracing Love. Embracing Love.
Hosted by relationship coach Dr. Charles Dean. Join us again next Wednesday for another episode of Embracing Love here on the hot new QLJNradio.com. You're listening to the hot new QLJNradio.com. Still, the hottest, coolest radio station on the net. With award-winning talk show personalities and DJs. The Q.